sure, and I know Chantal's, because Chantal's back, she's probably gone round and really pinned you all down anyway.
Yeah.
So for us, really, it's just to give you any of our advice, if you need it. I'm going to put the timer on for 10 minutes.
This is already running.
Okay, so morning, Annalise Pico of the second year's extended diploma. This is your second presentation. Really, Annalise, this is just a check-in just from the last time to see what's happened since, if you're still on the same idea, if you're still on track, if there's been any changes, and that you're happy with your idea.
Okay.
So go for it. Just give us a quick recap on last...
Oh, like what it's about.
On where you were last time,
So, like, about... My theme is, like, about the menstrual cycle and, like, showing the reality of, like, the pain and the, like, struggles we go through that are, like, ignored and just taken as, like, oh, they just deal with it. And, like, the, like, taboo that's, like, dirty and stuff like that. And I really want to play on, like, the discomfort of it because I want them to feel uncomfortable by it.
Okay.
Because it's not a comfortable thing to go through. So that's, like, where I started. So I started, like, with my experiments by looking at just, like, just blood.
just blood.
Just because I was,
blood,
just because I wanted to, so I looked
start.
At like blood cells.
It's a good start.
Yeah.
So nice pattern making.
And then I looked at Anish Kapoor. He makes like a lot of like organ like veiny work out of like wax, and I was wondering like how I could recreate that. So I thought hot glue is just like a start.
Yeah, you are. Can I take some scissors to these?
Yeah.
Because I keep going.
So yeah, so that's where that came from, and I really like the. The glue. So then there was all this. Oh, so I started looking at words because, like, just to convey the point more so they, like, can understand it. And I looked at Tracy Emin, like, her monoprints. Because I really like the messy writing because I feel like that just, like, shows the emotion, like, the passion.
Yeah. It's quite emotive, isn't
it?
Yeah.
So.
Why do you think it's on. Why. Why do you think it. Gives that feeling
because like, I feel like it shows like when you're actually physically making the work, like the passion you're feeling in it. You're not trying to concentrate making it perfect. Like you're just
so it's kind of the speed,
yeah.
isn't it? You're not considering. No, you're not overthinking
yeah.
it. You're kind of
you're just doing
you're
it.
Express. Sorry, I just wanted to show you this kind of map. But as soon as you separate them into blood cells, they're starting to get more interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so you know a lot of this is great. Just carry on developing.
Yeah,
these.
Definitely.
You could also play with wax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chantal mentioned that. So that's I made this, just like an ovaries and uterus and stuff.
Yeah, love that.
We're gonna make today. We're gonna make molds out of it, and I brought in like again playing on like the gross, like uncomfortable, like materials, like using meat and like blood from, like meat and like jelly, and I brought like boiled sweets we can melt down and stuff like that. Pour into the molds. And we're going to use wax, like...
And you know what? If you do make a mould, you could probably take it down to Jane's.
Oh, yeah.
And Jane will help you do it.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You know, you've got all of that access now, Annalise.
Because I'm going to start learning the clay on Saturday.
So this is,
yeah,
where,
really
this is where those benefits.
Yeah.
So if you are moulding and you do want to go down ceramics, if you end up making a really lovely mould of a uterus... You could make loads of these in ceramics if it's a case of pouring and doing ceramic ones. So that could be a really nice little side, you know.
Yeah.
Again, because you're on theme, whatever you do is connected.
Yeah. And Saturday, Jane is away. And so the Hayley, the girl, she's going to be there. So she's going to talk to me about uni because she went to Winchester.
Yes.
So it's perfect timing anyway.
Look, you're my new student, you see. You're like my Russian doll. I got Hayley, you're my new Hayley.
She keeps saying that. She's like, you're my Hayley, like 5 years ago.
You are. You are.
So yeah. And then I made, these are like my favourite thing. Like I think
they look great.
Is that hot glue again?
Yeah, and I just painted over it. And then I'm going to stitch them onto this pad and then stuff the pad.
Right.
I love it.
Could, I know this sounds really random, and I know red is blood, and I know blood is blood, and you know we're all there, but I can't help but thinking it might be fun to flip it round a little bit for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't know, there are different. Like, have you ever heard of horseshoe crabs?
Mm-hmm.
So they have blue blood.
All right.
Which is seen as a real, like an elixir. Like they're doing loads of stuff on it, because there's so much, I think it's because there's so much oxygen in it, and that's why it's blue. Oh. But, you know, just using that as a link reference of different blood types and colours, trying a different scheme.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Just so, you know, you don't get over, first of all, get red fatigue.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like burgundy and flesh and those colours fatigue. There's no harm in, like, having a little go, flipping it on its head.
Yeah, I'll definitely try that.
You know, just for pure, just to keep things exciting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it might just give you a different idea.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
It might just change the meaning slightly.
Yeah.
Because I think the only issue with this idea is you don't want to be too fleshy, bloody fabrics. You don't want this to be too busy,
mm-hmm.
because I think people tend to, if it's too self-expression about female parts, and it, you know, they won't get the message. You know, they won't get the message. You'll be too busy.
Yeah.
You know, the tendency with all of this is to be really, there's a lot of noise.
Yeah.
So I think your challenge will be how you take all of that and then present it in a really sort of slick way.
Yeah,
that still carries an uncomfortable message.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about, because Chantelle, she suggested, like, setting my, like, exhibition up, like, the same, like, way as I did last year, and I kind of want to do something different.
I don't think you should be thinking about that yet.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that yet.
Because obviously at first we talked about me doing a room, but then she was like, oh, do the setup, but it's just a suggestion, I know that.
Yeah.
But I really, because, you know, when we went to London, me and Jess went to this exhibition, and she had everything hanging, and it was massive, and I love that, like, because the scale of it and the presentation of it hanging over you was so powerful.
Well, let's
like
do that, then.
I really want to do something hanging.
Well, you do, you do. And you could always have the stairwell if you need bigger height.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it doesn't have to be in the main exhibition room. You know, if you think you've got enough work and you can be wow, you can have the hallway.
Yeah.
You can have the stairwell, at least.
I actually saw this. Can I get my phone out?
Yes, get your phone out.
I haven't printed it off yet, but there was this artist I was looking at last night, and she, like, so she hung all these things in, like, a corridor above everyone's head, and it's, like, a period stain, like, sheets and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really like that, because everyone's, like, walking through it, and they have, like, it's kind of overwhelming, and I think that, like, relates to the idea.
You can create, really, totally. Nice, yeah. Listen. What I would do at this point is don't give it too much thought. Yeah, have a rough idea.
Yeah.
But maybe just get some pages in your sketchbook and do some thumbnails of just rough compositions of how you visualise it.
Yeah, because it will definitely, like, develop, obviously. Like a rough, very rough,
totally,
like, idea.
Just draw, you know, there's no harm in that at all of just drawing some little rough thumbnails.
I haven't got it. You'd laugh at it. Yesterday, just came over and I was stressing out because, not stressing, but, like,
I know,
I was thinking,
sorry for invading you out of the workshop.
Oh, that's okay. Because I was thinking, like, I don't want to, because it was just after Chantelle suggested the setup to do, like, last year, and I really didn't want to do that because I want to do something more,
no, don't.
I want to do something different.
Mm. You do whatever you want to do, Annalise.
Yeah,
it's
I know,
it
was
project.
Just a suggestion.
We're going to guide you.
Yeah.
But you are more than, listen, we can take it if you give us a no.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Jess came over and she was, like, trying to help me, like, give me ideas and stuff. And she mentioned hanging stuff. And I was like, oh, my God. So I, like, really quickly drew down this massive drawing of, like, a hanging uterus. It's so funny. It's so bad.
I can't wait to see
it. Everyone was coming around me and I was like, the notes on it, you can't even read them. It's so funny.
I can't wait to see it. And I'm loving, Annalise, what's really heartwarming, well, not heartwarming, encouraging right now is seeing the amount of work.
Yeah, your work.
This is, you are on target.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This
Absolutely.
Is where you should be. This is all your initiating experiments. There's some real strengths in among this. It sounds like you know which way you want to take it with the mold making and moving into different materials.
Yeah.
I love the idea of the uterus. And I think as well, we'll get to a point maybe in 2 weeks where we look at everything again and we're like, do we need everything?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, or is it multiples?
Yeah.
Or is it one big thing, or, you know, like, we will evaluate that
definitely.
That point. So, you know, don't be Chantelle's come back and has got kind of a, I think, the sort of panic behind her that none of one, you know, that she needs to catch up and get everyone doing work. Don't get wrapped up into that. You're doing absolutely terrific, and we will work with that as your work develops.
Okay.
But, you know, big hanging, if that's the way you go, excited about
I'm all
that.
For it.
you know, if you want to go hallway or some alternative space,
yeah.
look around.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll make it.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
And another thing, I know I mentioned this like in the last presentation we had, and I was saying about lighting.
Yeah.
It's something I haven't really like looked at since, but I still really like the idea of it. Because what the thing
yeah.
is, when I was thinking of doing a room, I thought of the lighting, because obviously it would be like darker
yeah.
in the room, and the lighting would have more of an effect. But if I'm not doing a room now, then I don't.
Yeah, no, but when we talk about rooms, we, you know, does a room have to have physical walls?
Yeah, no.
You know, sometimes it's just about creating an environment, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you can create an environment in the middle of a room.
Yeah,
you can set a tent
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
We can create a tent.
Yeah.
You know, we can create a... like a column
of
fabric
or a walk
that you go inside,
where
yeah.
it's massive,
and then there's lights, and it's in the middle of the room.
Yeah, I really
yeah.
like that.
You could have like a curtain, like a
yeah.
doctor's curtain,
yeah.
almost.
Yeah, literally.
Like last year, that girl, she made like it was that thing, and
yes,
had, like,
right, I know, and like very badly, as you can see, where you would do it 100 times better. But yeah, she's used big boards and created it, but you could just get a giant hula hoop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, thread that up so you've just got white curtain or red curtain
yeah.
or black curtain.
Yeah.
So you go in and then all your things are hanging within it with light and it's immersive.
Yeah, I really like that.
You know, we can do any of these. The only thing is when you think of these big things like that, you're just going to have to remember that getting hold of curtain, making the curtain,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
making the room is almost as much work as making
yeah.
the work to go in it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, because it's all part of the one thing.
Yeah.
So if that is where you're sort of heading, sort of, you're going to have to sort of divide your workload
mm-hmm.
in some ways. You're going to be like, right, project is the space.
Yeah.
And project is the actual work.
Yeah. And I can start the space like now, because obviously
yeah.
I know it's going to be quite simple, just having
yes.
like
mm-hmm.
knowing the idea of it.
Totally. Drawing it out, going
yeah.
and looking at tents,
like,
looking at teepees, looking
yeah.
at or anything.
And then
you
like
know.
Obviously focus more on the actual inside for longer, but the outside can get done like
yeah, it could
quite
be paper.
Quite soon.
You could drop like long columns of paper and create a box. You could get a giant cardboard box.
Yeah.
You know, like and hang, you know. It doesn't even have to be something you can walk in. It could be something you go in
yeah.
and put your head in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gary, he came in and he mentioned something really, like, I hadn't thought about it. He was like, if you want it, because I really want to make people uncomfortable. He was like, if you want to make people uncomfortable, make them physically uncomfortable. Like,
yeah.
have, like, an interactive thing where maybe they have to walk on, like, really squishy, like, flooring or spikes or something. I really
totally.
Like that idea.
Or, like, boxes where they put their hand in. Did you remember,
yeah.
like, and you have to,
yeah.
like, guess
like
what it
zoo.
Is?
Yeah.
You can,
yeah, that's actually so true.
You know, and then that's sort of feeding on sort of like, you know, like when you get like circus curios, you know, like those sort of come to the weird freak show.
Yeah.
But that's sort of going on to freak show, which is
yeah.
kind of a wider context I would add
yeah.
into this. I think when looking at all your work, we don't want to look at all your research and it all is just women, blood,
oh,
period,
yes.
pain.
Yeah.
But, you know, like that. Look at curios. Like, look at Victorian, the way they used to display work and all like these like things with pins in and
yeah.
you know, like we're almost going back to some of the stuff you've done before, so maybe some of your old research will come in handy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like the witches.
Yeah, but look
stuff.
At you know, like look at freak shows and circuses and things, like circus tents.
Yeah. Mm. And that kind of like plays on the idea of it being like something hidden, like we don't talk about
totally.
It. Yeah.
You could
sure.
make you could make yourself a circus tent.
Yeah. Because it's like concealed as well, it's something we're not supposed
Absolutely.
To talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Roll up, come in.
Yeah.
You can lull people in, like making out that it's like, you know, really sweet on the outside.
Yeah, really,
and
yes.
it's all feminine, like look,
yeah.
flowers
and
butterflies.
And then that can add some like humor.
Go
to
in,
it.
It's actually a big painful vulva.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And like the
okay.
tickets to enter could be a sanitary towel.
Yeah.
You know, so like we can go cray cray with this. You've
yeah,
just got
I
to
really,
stick to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that.
I really want to make something more like, because last year it was quite like plain, not plain, but like
yeah.
quite like simple.
You're
and
a first
been...
year. You're a first year. You're building
yeah.
up to your oats.
Yeah, I love
you're earning your oats.
Yeah, I love that. That's like my favorite project I've done. That last fire image project.
But you know, like you can look at teepees like that.
Yeah.
You know, come in. You know, like you can make it really sweet. You know, that could be in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I was
sorry.
Thinking like something. flying everywhere.
Like, crouching tiger, flying dragon. So, like, sorry, I am all over the place, Annalise. But, you know, like a simple ring, like, you know, with hooks around that, you know,
yeah.
that could be suspended from the ceiling, you know,
yeah.
and then you've got your lights going down. It could be a tube. You know, it could be a bloody fallopian tube.
Yeah.
It could be that shape.
Yeah.
I was thinking that.
You know, you could actually create from one of these, actually just large scale.
Yeah.
But it's a case of just like, you know, you need to just get like, it's the fabric and the making, the, you know, yeah. That's the work will fill it.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you can have at the side all your ephemera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the polished ephemera and just have the main room. But I think for a thing like this, it's up to you. I think it's actually, the biggest barrier, I think, when we get down to this end will be a bit of expense, finance. Because yeah. The thing is, what will happen is if you want to deliver this well, it's going to take maybe buying red satin or mm-hmm. a couple of meters of fabric or, you know, like, or getting someone to make the curtain or buying ready-made curtains or, but having to, but rather than, you know, you're not going to find it around the art
yeah,
school.
That's
sad. Listen, I only say that just because if you are relying on art school stuff, you might need to just sort of, limit your
yeah,
ambition.
Yeah, no, I can definitely get buy some stuff.
But you can go anywhere you like. Yeah, these are all different
yeah.
ways. But this is, yeah, this is
yeah.
exciting.
Mm-hmm. I really like the middle of the room idea, or like a corridor, because I don't
yeah.
want to be against the wall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect, Annalise.
Okay.
Happy day.
Great.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know what Chantal said to you about your rough proposal, but I'm asking Foundation to have them all
yeah.
in for
I've
Monday.
Got, I was planning on printing it off before my thing, but it got
I'm
me
having
going.
Them all in Monday for tutorial.
Oh, Monday.
Well, I've told Fad that. I don't know what Chantal's told you guys.
She said today for me, but I have done it.
Well, I would. Okay, well, she's
but
not here.
But it was a little bit rushed.
And we've made you come in early. Monday tutorial slot.
Okay.
You want them in.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I can add all these new ideas
exactly.
to it. So, like, it wouldn't really make
that's
sense.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That you go now and so now write what you're doing.
I was thinking there's a lot of stuff that we were going to discuss in this I wanted to have in that, but I wouldn't have been able to
exactly.
write it. I don't know.
That's where, this is what I mean. Stick with how me and Sarah are kind of running the show at the moment. You know, because we've got a timeline. Or I have.
Yeah.
This one's I might not be aware of. So, yeah, now you can go now. The whole idea is from this, with these new ideas, with this clearer ideas,
yeah.
now go and do your proposal.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay?
Okay.